What's up, everyone? I'm Maximum Mike, and you're listening to the Punk Rock Special on Rock for Rookies. Oi, welcome to the mess that is punk rock music. I am Maximum Mike, and you're listening to the Punk Rock Special on Rock for Rookies. What is punk rock? Power, distortion, and a not-give-a-fuck attitude. Punk rock is a rock music genre that developed between 1974 and 1976 in the United States, the United Kingdom, and Australia. They created fast, hard-edged music, typically with short songs, stripped-down instrumentation, and often political anti-establishment lyrics. Punk also embraces a do-it-yourself attitude, with many bands self-producing their recordings, distributing them through informal channels. Now, the reason that punk rock started in 1974 was because 1974 was the year that the Ramones formed up as a punk rock group. They were from Forest Hills, Queens, New York, and all the band members adopted stage names ending with Ramone, though none of them were actually related. They performed 2,263 concerts touring virtually nonstop for 22 years, and in 1996, after a tour with Lollapalooza Music Festival, the band played their final show and then disbanded. A little more than 8 years after the breakup, the band's three founding members, lead singer Joey Ramone, guitarist Johnny Ramone, and bassist Didi Ramone, were dead. This is I Wanna Be Sedated. Joey Ramone once said, in its initial form, a lot of the 1960s music was innovative and exciting. Unfortunately, what happens is that there were a lot of people who couldn't hold a candle to the likes of Hendrix, who started noodling away. Soon you had endless solos that went nowhere, so by 1973, I knew what was needed was some pure, stripped-down, no-bullshit rock and roll. Now, especially in the early British punk, a central goal was to outrage and shock the mainstream, so the Sex Pistols classic, God Save the Queen, openly disparaged the British political system and society. So while the Ramones started it, the Sex Pistols became the symbol, except here's the dirty little secret for all you punk rockers out there. The Sex Pistols? Yeah, they're a boys band because they were put together. They're created. They didn't start together. Basically what happened is they saw the Ramones in America and they're like, we have to do stuff like that here. Hey, you look kind of punky. You look kind of punky. You're wearing an I Hate Pink Floyd t-shirt. And that's how they got Johnny Rotten to join the band. That's how the Sex Pistols were formed. No differently than the Spice Girls. So basically, in essence, they were everything that they said that they hated. But you know what? You can't deny what they accomplished over the years. They accomplished 4 singles and 1 studio album. Here's Anarchy in the UK.
Yeah.
That was Iggy Pop and the Stooges and the song Raw Power. Iggy Pop, the godfather of punk. He started off as the lead singer of the Stooges in the late 1960s, early 70s garage rock band who were influential in the development of a nascent heavy metal and punk rock genres. Now, the Stooges became infamous for their live performances, during which it was not uncommon for Iggy Pop, who traditionally performed bare-chested, you guys have to check out his pecs, to consume narcotics, self-mutilate, verbally abuse the audience, expose himself, and leap off the stage, thus being the first or among the first to stage dive. Now, countless subsequent performers have imitated Iggy Pop's antics, and that's why he definitely deserves to be amongst the top three people who started with the punk, because even today, people are like, Iggy Pop, godfather of punk. I mean, that name still sticks. So, we're about to listen to the Vandals, who are well known for their use of humor and preferring to use music as a vehicle for entertainment and sarcasm rather than as a platform for the more serious issues. So in essence, along with Bad Religion, back in 1980, these two bands began the long journey to bring punk back into the mainstream. So first up, the Vandals, and then Bad Religion. Here's Soccer Mom.
Just tell me where and when. Volvos and collagen. Hope you might feel the same. My soccer mom, it's on. Knew all along. So right, it's so wrong. Pray to God that you're thinking what I'm thinking. I know you're breathless every other weekend. Let your hair. Right now, I'll make it work somehow. Those fancy dinners don't come free. Don't know just where he went, but with that settlement, you should be taking me. My soccer mom, it's on. Knew all along. So
couldn't be.
So we heard Bad Religion right after the song Soccer Mom by the Vandals, and we heard the song Prodigal Son by Bad Religion. Now, just like the Vandals, Bad Religion are given a credit for the revival in the 80s, but more so with Bad Religion, because these guys inspired punk rock to become about sophisticated use of style, metaphor, vocabulary, imagery, and vocal harmonies. All the Now, their lyrics are often reflective on matters of personal feelings or of personal or social responsibility. No more of this low-grade musical shit with the bad distortion. I mean, you didn't have to be a bad musician to do punk rock. That's what Bad Religion pretty much taught us. Now, I played the band Rise Against right after Bad Religion because they're the band that currently today reminds me the most of Bad Religion with their lyrics and attitude. What they sing about really follows after the Bad Religion style. Now, we're about to hear from Rancid. Rancid were one of the big four bands that, again, were revivalist bands of the 90s where they created punk pop. So, off the album Indestructible from 2003, we're going to hear the song Out of Control, but I want to tell you one thing that I love about Rancid first. 23 songs, averaging 23 songs per album. I mean, sure, their songs are like in between like a minute and 40 to 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Sure, but you know, they get to the point. They're short and strong, and that's the way punk music should be. So, that was Rancid doing all this punk pop style music, and right after them, they made it really famous, and then pop punk came around with bands like Blink-182, who we're going to hear right after Rancid. So this is Out of Control.
What's my age again? That's about the time that she broke up with me. No one should take themselves so seriously. With many years ahead to fall in line, why would you wish down on me? I never wanna act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
Gonna make it bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the keys.
So Tom DeLonge of Blink-182 cites punk rock bands The Descendants and Screeching Weasel as their influences. Although the band's songwriting and production were driven by a more pop sensibility, which The Descendants and Screeching Weasel were pretty much against. Now, Blink-182 are known for their simple melodies, ting angst, and lyrical toilet humor. So, I don't know. I mean, in the greater scheme of things, I saluted them before because they were huge in the late 90s, so they deserved the salute, but I don't know, to call themselves punk rock, you definitely can't. Now, right after them, we heard from Fall Out Boy in the song Thanks for the Memories. Now, Fall Out Boy are one of these new punk bands where they're literally, like, intelligent punk bands because while they're widely considered to be a pop punk band, Fall Out Boy are mostly described as emo, and they cite emo group the Get Up Kids as an influence. Now, emo, that's a whole other story for a whole other time, but what I love about Fall Out Boy is the fact that they basically bring orchestral music in, and, you know, rap influences and metal influences into their punk, and I love that. But moving on, I have to talk about Useless ID because they are a punk rock Israeli success story. Now, they had to be mentioned, and they're actually really, really good. They just put out a new album called The Lost Broken Bones just like a month ago, and I'm going to post a video from that album called Blood Pressure. But here off the 2003 album Redemption is the song Turn Up the Stereo, which gives a good example of a good kick-ass pop-punk rock band.
About leaving town, yeah, we'll talk about leaving. I swear it's the last time, and I swear it's my last try.
minds and just leave town tonight.
And I swear it's the last time. And I swear it's my last try. And we're walking cycles around this whole block. Walk on the cracks of the same old sidewalks. And we'll talk about leaving town. Yeah, we'll talk about leaving. I swear it's the last time. And I swear it's my last try. And I swear it's my last try. And we'll talk about leaving town. And we'll talk about leaving town. That makes me realize my shots are backwards and inside out. Couldn't be more wrong than it is right now. I can't cut back anyway. That makes me realize my shots are backwards and inside out. Could it be more wrong than it is right now? I can't cut back anyway. You gotta, you gotta, you gotta. I can't cut back anyway.
Right now, Enlist and Jake Starr is a pop power trio, and they moved on to become one of the best, in my opinion, ska punk revivalists, along with the Voodoo Glow Skulls, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, and Real Big Fish, and several others. We're going to hear Real Big Fish very soon now. Quiet Drive are not labeled well, as they would have been future of pop punk. Very different than the stuff that the Blink 182 put out. It's more of like an emo punk, nu metal influence style bands that are springing up all over the place. I'm not really sure what accent I'm doing, but I'll fucking wanna do it. Okay? See you in part two. Oi! Welcome back to part two of the Rock for Rookies punk rock special. So here's a band that gets no credit for what they do, and rightfully so, because, well, they didn't start anything, but you know what? They should get credit because they are the best at what they do. Here's the cover from Go West and the Pretty Woman film. This is Newfound Glory and the King of Wishful Thinking.
To fall at your feet. just cause you cut me to the bone. And I won't miss the way that you kiss me. We were never carved in stone. And if I don't listen to the talk of the town, then maybe I can fool myself. I'll get over you, I know I will. I'll pretend my ship's not.
Newfound Glory really are the best at what they do. They are definitely one of the best pop punk rockers that exist. But with that out of the way, it's time for the rock news.
Rock news on Rock by Rookies.
I'm Maximum Mike, and this is the rock news. So I found an article that said Alice Cooper sucks. So according to the Metal Underground, Alice Cooper will join other big names in music such as Henry Rollins, Moby, and Iggy Pop in a brand new vampire movie, which also features Malcolm McDowell of Clockwork Orange. And in the film, Eddie Van Helsing hunts down a band of vampires. In short, Suck, that's the name of the film, is a rock and roll vampire satire about a group of rock star wannabes in search of immortality and a record deal. Awesome. In other news, MTV European Music Awards just happened. Rick Astley was given the best act ever at the European Music Awards in Liverpool, and he actually beat out bands like U2 and Green Day for best act ever. Now, the singer, who's been the theme of online pranking called Rickrolling, was reportedly serious links actually take users to YouTube clips of the singer's videos, and because people have been watching him so often in all these pranks, he got himself up to best act ever? Weird. Either way, a couple more of the awards. Album of the Year went to Britney Spears' album Blackout. whippity-doo. Most addictive track was Pink So What. Act of 2008 was Britney Spears, so I guess she's back. The Rock Out Award went to 30 Seconds to Mars. Not a band I've played on the show, but I guess I have to get around to it now. Best New Act was Katy Perry. I think she had that I Kissed a Girl song, and who can argue with, you know, a song about kissing girls when you're a girl. And, alright, that's it. That's all the awards that I thought were worth mentioning now. In other news, new Rammstein album starts recording today. Very cool. Now, 2008 is shaping up to be a year of firsts for AC/DC, with 5.3 million copies of Black Ice shipped worldwide, combined with over 5.1 million in catalogs sold this year. AC/DC have surpassed the Beatles as the number one selling catalog artist in the US for 2008. Awesome for AC/DC. Now, in other news, Maximum Mike has an absolutely awesome competition for everyone. This definitely deserves to be in the Rock News. I'm having a competition on Rock for Rookies, so everyone listen up. We're going to be doing a lip sync contest, which basically means you guys need to record yourselves on your digital cameras or webcams singing along to rock songs. It doesn't have to be metal, and it doesn't have to be funk. It can be anything which falls under the genre of rock. You film it, you send it in. It needs to be over 2 minutes, but hopefully under five, and there are going to be prizes. I'm going to start giving out Rock for Rookies t-shirts, maybe some Rock for Rookies bumper stickers. Basically, the way that it's going to work is you have 3 weeks to send in these things. This week is November 9th. You guys have until the 30th of November to send in your results. And basically what happens is you see them and everybody gets one vote. One vote. Email me at maximum@rockforrookies.com and tell me what your number one video is. So everyone has to send it in. I've already posted mine. Go check it out. It's in my blog spot under Maximum Mike Tells It All. And I'm also posting it on the Facebook group for all of you guys who like Facebook. So that's the competition. Rock for Rookies t-shirts, Rock for Rookies bumper stickers. It's gonna be awesome. So, moving on with the news, Fall Out Boy are touring in America this year, but they don't have an opening band. So what they decided to do is have every band from the cities that they're visiting send them their MySpace pages, and they're picking one band from every city based on the songs they are on the MySpace page to open for them during this tour. So if you guys are in America right now and you have a punk rock band or something like that or any type of rock band, send Fall Out Boy your MySpace page. And if you don't have one, make one so you can open up for Fall Out Boy. I think that that was the news for this week, by the way, and that's why I'm about to play the band Bloodshot Eyes, because I guarantee you that if they were in the States right now, they would definitely be opening for Fall Out Boy. So this is Israeli band punk rockers Bloodshot Eyes and the song V-Day.
We can do it all night.
Okay, so after Bloodshot Eyes, we heard from NoFX and the Happy Breakup Song. So NoFX are the epitome of what punk rock should be because they went gold without any radio airplay and no MTV, and now they are one of the biggest punk rock bands, and they have Fat Mike, the lead singer, has his Fat Wreck Records, and they give all the punk bands their shots. I just saluted them recently. They absolutely rule. Now, after NoFX, we heard from The Offspring. So, but dear God, if there's anyone dissing The Offspring, what the hell? The Offspring are absolutely awesome. We heard the song Session, which I thought went very well after the Happy Breakup Song. Now, the band cites their musical influences as The Adolescents, Bad Religion, Channel 3, Dead Kennedys, The Descendants, The Dickies, The Ramones, Sex Pistols, Social Distortion, TSOL, and The Vandals. Do you guys hear that in their music? I don't know if I hear all of that in their music, but definitely, if you're gonna have a band that's punk rock and alternative rock and grunge style, it's The Offspring, so they deserve the kudos. Now, I wish there was more time to discuss the importance of acoustic punk music. Acoustic, you know, you have your punk rock song, but you get rid of all the other members of the band, and it's just you and a guitar. Now, every new punk band needs two things. They need to do a cover of a pop song, right? And they need to have a great acoustic version of one of their own songs. Some bands have better acoustic versions than their studio versions, like the band The Starting Line. Here's a song playing favorites.
Tell you the truth, or sing the words in melody, and hope that you'll believe me. Here's another song for you. So this one makes two. I still don't know where to begin. I'll just leave it at this.
you will never feel unwanted. Wait for me to move out west. It's okay if you don't. I hope you know you're my favorite thing about the West Coast. I wish I stayed. I hope you wait. So here I am counting down the days till California comes. Best way I can extend the lonely words I miss you. Say it, but I'm sure you knew you're what I look most forward to. In coming back to where I've been, I'll just leave it at this. If you're unwanted, wait for me to move out west. It's okay if you don't. I hope you know you're my favorite thing about the West Coast. I wish I stayed. I hope you wait. So here I am counting down the days till California comes. Don't. I hope you know you're my favorite thing about the West Coast. I wish I stayed. I hope you wait. So here I am counting down the days till California comes. Till California comes.
Sell out with me tonight. The record company's gonna give me lots of money and everything's gonna be alright. She said, but I can't work in fast food all my life.
So am I still waiting for this world to stop hating? Can't find a good reason, can't find hope to believe in.
Now, right after the starting line, we heard from Real Big Fish, ska punk masters. Now, ska bands, like we already heard Less Than Jake, they blew into the scene almost parallel with pop punk bands. They had the same crowd, and Real Big Fish burned really bright, but their candle was very short, and it burned down. But it's not out yet, actually, because the whole scene, I mean, it's not what it was. I think ska punk sort of died out when Sublime, the band Sublime, sort of died out. I'm not sure for sure. But that's what I think happened. Either way, Real Big Fish has a cover album coming out this year, and at the end of 2009, they say they have an album of brand new material coming, so looking forward to that. Now, what I love the most about Sum 41 are the amount of different genres that they incorporate into their punk music. We heard the song Still Waiting off the album, Does This Look Infected, which is basically what happens when you take heavy metal and punk rock and you combine it together. That was Does This Look Infected. Now, they had, you know, the albums before, Forehead, which was all killer, no filler, much more pop-punk style, and since then they had Chuck, which was something like if you have punk rock and metal, and then you remove the punk part of it, and That's what I think Chuck was. But either way, Underclass Hero came out after that, which was a lot more pop-punk style, and it did very good, so kudos to Sum 41, who now have a producing gig coming up in 2009. Very cool. Alright, guys, it's time to move on to the last song before we get to the salute, and you know the salute's gonna be good, because my salutes don't usually suck. But either way, I am going to play Bowling for Soup as the last song for the show, because I think that Bowling for Soup are definitely one of the best pop-punk bands out there right now, because A, they're amazing musicians, and B, they're absolutely hilarious. And you know what? They do, they put out amazing singles, and they still keep doing it, so they're absolutely great. So I think it's very fitting that I play Bowling for Soup and the song Punk Rock 101. So with Bowling for Soup out of the way, it's time for the salute. Now, for those of you who are long-time listeners, we've been doing the show already for like 9 months, right? What's one of the bands that I constantly talk about, argue back and forth with Johnny about, and now I get a chance to play them? That's right, because if you're doing a punk rock special, who better to salute than Green Day? Green Day are an American rock trio formed in 1987. The band has consisted of Billy Joe Armstrong, guitar and vocals, Mike Dirnt, bass guitar and vocals, and Trey Cool, drums for the majority of its existence. Green Day was originally part of the punk rock scene at 924 Gilman Street in Berkeley, California, and it has the early releases for independent records from a label called Lookout Records, which earned them a huge grassroots fan base. Now, The band has sold over 65 million records worldwide, including 22 million United States alone. They've won 3 Grammy Awards, Best Alternative Awards, Best Rock Awards. They've basically won every award that a rock band can win, and they've been doing it for a long, long time. So, we're going to start off with one of the songs from their most famous album, Dookie, which we will get to after the song. This is Longview. So Green Day made Kerplunk back in 1992, and it sold 50,000 records, and it was their first one, and they're like, whoa, 50,000 for a punk band, that's awesome. So then they came out with Dookie, of which we just heard the song Longview, and they went like kapillion platinum. And they entered into the mainstream, and they were huge with, you know, everyone knows Basket Case, and everybody knows When I Come Around, and we just heard the song Longview, and Green Day exploded, and they really, really just started the whole punk rock fad for the 1990s. Now, at this point, they had just moved from Lookout Records to Reprise Records, and that's when a lot of the controversy began with Green Day, because a lot of people felt that they were selling out. Now, here's my big issue with it, because a lot of people basically backed Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols, who for some reason hates Green Day because they said that they didn't deserve to be called punk rock. And here's the quote. Johnny Rotten said, "So there we are, fending off all that, and it pisses me off that these years later, wank outfit like Green Day hop up and nick all that and attach it to themselves. They didn't earn their wings to do that, and if they were true punk, they wouldn't look anything like they do." Which basically means that Johnny Rotten says to be punk rock, you have to dress in a certain style. Dude, you have totally missed the point. I mean, first of all, Johnny Rotten got the job as lead singer of the Sex Pistols because he had green hair and he was wearing an I Hate Pink Floyd t-shirt. What? That means you got your job because of the way that you were dressed. That was the reason. That's why they looked at you in the first place. Secondly, you were discovered in a clothing store that everybody who was trying to be punk shopped at that specific store. So basically, you weren't special. You were like everybody else in that specific place. So Green Day, I don't know why they didn't earn the right to sing punk. You need to earn your right to sing punk rock music. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Ugh! I hate the Sex Pistols. So anyway, Green Day did Dookie. 1994, they played the Woodstock. Very famous concert because they got into a huge mud fight with all the crowd, and you know, people were getting up on stage and a bodyguard punched Mike Dirnt in the face, knocking out some of his teeth because he thought he was one of the people from the crowd. After Dookie, Green Day came out with Insomniac, which didn't do as well, and then they came out with the album Nimrod, which was like this whole new, we're going to do more like acoustic style. The famous song Time of Your Life, Good Riddance song, came off of that, but we're going to hear the song Nice Guys Finish Last off of Nimrod, 1997. Awesome. Entering a new millennium with Green Day. It was 2000 and Green Day released Warning, a step further in the style they had hinted at with the album Nimrod. Critics' reviews were completely varied. Some gave it a 4.5 out of 5, some people gave it a 3 out of 5, and some people just said it sucked. I think it was some guy from Rolling Stone said that who wants to listen to songs about faith, hope, and social commentary from what used to be Snotcore's biggest selling band. I have no idea what Snotcore is, but awesome. So they had two tracks that made it big. One was Minority, and the other song was Warning. But before we get to that, I want to talk a little bit about the band. A lot of them come from a lot of them, or three of them, they come from, like, dysfunctional families. Armstrong's father died when he was, like, 10, and he had to, like, help raise his other five or six brothers and sisters. Mike Dirt had, you know, his mom, and then his father died, and then he ran away, and then his, you know, her mother ran away, and he had to raise himself, and he's been married, like, six times. I mean, literally, they live the punk rock life. That's why, another reason that Johnny Rotten can go suck it. I mean, they're an awesome band. Also, I found out that Trey Cool's dad was sort of like their bus driver on tours with them. I mean, it's a great story, and they're a great punk rock band. So just around 2000, they also came out with the International Super Hits, which had some unreleased songs, and then Shenanigans, which had some B-sides. They were still doing stuff, even though people were beginning to think that Green Day was becoming irrelevant. I can't really agree because of what happens after this. But first up, here's Minority. Alright, so enter 2003. Green Day go back into the studio to record a new album called Cigarettes and Valentines, and after compiling 20 tracks, the master tapes were stolen from the studio. An entire album gone. So the band were obviously very upset, but they decided that they were going to go back into the studio and totally change everything. I mean, Green Day had just been collaborating with Iggy Pop on his album Skull Ring, and then the band went into band therapy because apparently Dirt and Trey Cool thought that Armstrong was becoming the band's Nazi, and he was show-off bent on taking the limelight from the other band members, so they worked their stuff out. You know, I think Metallica did the same thing. What's with the bands going through therapy? So either way, 2004, Green Day put out the album American Idiot, and it debuts at number one on the Billboard charts, the band's first ever album to top the charts completely, and it was backed by the successful single American Idiot, which I've played on the show before. It is one of my favorite Green Day songs. Now, the album was a punk rock opera, which followed the journey of the fictitious Jesus of Suburbia. Now, American Idiot won the band the Grammy Award for Best Rock Album and swept the MTV Music Awards, winning a total of 7 out of 8 awards. By the way, all the albums I've mentioned, Insomniac, Warning, and the other one right before that one, which was Nimrod. Okay, just so you know, as much as everyone was saying, oh, this band's becoming irrelevant, oh, they're not having so many hits. Yeah, okay, every single year that they put an album, they won like 4 or 5 awards at either the Grammys or the MTV Awards, so, ah. Either way, Jesus of Suburbia, one of the greatest songs ever, I've played it on the show, and American Idiot, one of the best albums, and they were back and they were doing all this social commentary again, and it did flippin' fantastic, so I'm going to play one of my favorite songs off the album. This is Holiday. Song. Okay, now, what have Green Day been up to recently? Well, you've heard the Foxborough Hot Tubs. I've played them on the show. It's Green Day's side project where they're playing more like garage rock revival style stuff. They had the album Stop, Drop, and Roll. It was very cool, and I hope to play more stuff by them. Basically, they've said that maybe 2008 was going to be their new album, but it didn't actually happen. So it's being called for 2009. Green Day are back in the studios with Butch Vig, the guy who he's one of the, I think he's the drummer of Garbage, and he also was the producer off of Nirvana's Nevermind album. So basically, 2009, Green Day are going to be back with a new album, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. Guys, the truth is, you all know Green Day songs. When I first bought the album International Superhits, I didn't recognize the names of any of those songs, and I put in the CD, and I realized I knew every single one of those songs in the album, and I just never knew that they were Green Day, and I'm telling you, it's going to be the same for you. If you don't think you know Green Day well enough, you definitely do. Everyone's heard their songs, and they're all amazing. So for all the reasons above, and the fact that Green Day kicks serious ass, Rock for Rookies is proud to say, Green Day... Well, that's all the time we have for this November 9th punk rock special on Rock for Rookies. I am Maximum Mike, and please, guys, send in your lip-syncing videos. I promise you, the Rock for Rookies t-shirts are going to be awesome, and I know that you want to help me spread the word of the show. I mean, if you love it so much, I think you want to share the love, don't you? So, remember, November 30th is the deadline. That's 3 weeks from today. Check out my video either on the Facebook group or on my Blogspot. Guys, it's been absolutely amazing, and I hope I gave you a little insight into the chaos that is punk rock. Peace.